Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Wednesday, 13th of September, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor David Love. Hello, David.
Hello, David.
In today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the U.S. styrene market, which, like most pet chem markets in the U.S. right now, is still coming back from the effects of Hurricane Harvey in August. David, could you start with a brief overview of what the situation has been for the last few weeks?
Absolutely. I'll set the stage by talking about what the market was doing before Hurricane Harvey. The situation is, in the U.S. market, prices were already going up because supply was tight, and that really is just an after effect from the turnarounds that were taking place earlier this year, two of which were extended turnarounds. And so the market was already tight, and prices were already on the rise before the 25th of August.
Your expandable polystyrene article from earlier this week mentioned at least one styrene plant in Houston has declared force majeure. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes. After the hurricane, LyondellBasell declared force majeure at its Channelview, which is basically the Houston area, styrene plant. It's a large plant. It's 1.25 million tons a year. And so they announced a force majeure on that, and immediately that, as you can imagine, that had an effect on pricing. Prices went up, and ironically, the first markets that reacted were Asia and Europe. And so the Asia and European markets were actually putting pressure on the Gulf Coast pricing in addition to everything else that was taking place because of the storm.
For the rest of the year, what might the situation look like for the market, both here in the U.S. and in Asia and Europe?
For the rest of the year, the big question is how long will the LyondellBasell plant be down? LyondellBasell's CEO and chairman Bob Battelle earlier this month said that most of their Gulf Coast plants should be up by the end of the month, if not early October. And so maybe we have a kind of a heads up as to the timing on that. Another thing that LyondellBasell did just last week was they declared an 80% allocation on production through the month of September, and so that may give us a clue as well. Just on not really a related issue, but I wanted to mention that there is an investigation that China is doing right now regarding anti-dumping against the U.S., South Korea, and Taiwan. The investigation will be completed by next June, but really if it results in a duty on U.S. origin styrene into China, they may not be able to buy U.S. styrene because of the cost, and that would make Europe and the Middle East probable sellers into Asia instead of the U.S. And those regions, because they're selling into China, which is such a huge buyer, they would become short. And what would happen is then the U.S. would sell those regions and they would sell China. So if you look at it, the total amount of global styrene doesn't really change, just the trade flow.
Thanks for the update, David.
Thank you very much, David.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the styrene market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com.